Hey everybody, it's me again, and I'm kind of pissed off right now. You know, working two jobs is tough. Working two jobs when your supervisors or those above you in the chain of command are frankly fracking up big time and overcomplicating things that should be simplified, it pisses the hell out of me. Now, I've mentioned plenty of times about Hellmart, but this ain't about Hellmart. This is about my other job, my security job, my job that I've been doing for 7 years, and as far as I knew until tonight, nobody had any complaints about me. And to this point, I still don't hear any complaints about me directly from the people except for the second shift guard, who supposedly met our illustrious district manager, who for some reason decides to only talk to a couple of people and not to other guards. Supposedly, I had not been doing all the rounds, which is bullocks. Why is it that I was told years ago that when they were having a meal or anything like that, I didn't have to do a round? And all of a sudden, I have to do it. When HR tells you one thing and then all of a sudden changes their mind without saying, hey, you know, we've got to reconsider this, you know, it's bullocks, frankly. And when the memo from the supervisor is actually written in the handwriting of the second shift guard, how do I know it's this guy's signature? Or how do I know this guy wasn't browbeaten by that second shift guard to actually write this shit? Now, I'm frankly fed up with this. The guy does not... Here's how I operate. If you've got a problem with me, the way I do my job, you tell me personally. If you're a supervisor, you have a problem with the way I do my job, you tell me personally, to my face or over the phone. You don't go through intermediaries. You don't leave notes written by other people. You talk to me personally. Because how do I know the person that wrote that note was writing it on your behalf? Could they have easily been writing it for their own agenda? Now, I say this because, quite frankly, I don't trust the second shift guard. I think she's a manipulative bitch. I think she wants to be supervisor, but they will not give her the position. So she has decided to take it upon herself to tell people what to do. I'm fed up with it, and I'm going to talk to this district manager who does not want to talk to me, at least on my shift, or at least on any phone. The only time I've actually talked to the guy was when the second shift guard had to go to Phoenix for her mother's funeral. Now, when this does happen, I'm going to tell him flat out, did you write this note? Because if you did not write this note, then she is forging your name. And if you did write this note, then why is it the bulk of the note, the message of the note, is in her handwriting? Can you not write your own notes? I'm sorry, but I'm frankly going to take it to the point where I'm not going to listen to anybody else except you. If somebody has a problem with the way I do my job, you tell me, Mr. District Manager. You tell me. Not through some intermediary. You have my cell phone number. I can give you, you can text me, you can even email me. I'll give you my email address. And you can let me know what I'm doing wrong. Because I'm not listening to some third party anymore. Because frankly, I'm tired of it. Because I don't know if this third party is actually saying the right thing or just trying to yank people's chains because she wants to be in control. It's time for communication to be clear. It's time for this job to be simple again and not overly complicated, because it's not worth being overly complicated. Well, that's it for now. I'm done. Bye.